Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm so excited to bring the truth about triggers to you today. Dun, dun, dun. Disclaimer, this is my truth and the way I see it and the way I'm opening up, serving it to my clients and to you, should you choose to hear this truth and make your own pretty version of it. My name is Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach, and I support driven, passionate leaders and guides who are here to make a difference in the world, who know deep down inside that they're here for a bigger reason. And I support them to find and reuse, tap into the confidence within themselves using my tune-in method. And today in this episode of the Be Happy Now show, what I'm sharing with you is actually a recording of The Truth About Triggers, the training that I did with my community as part of my free self-care challenge, Slow Down and De-Stress. And I thought it was a really poignant discussion that we were having. And there is a meditation that's involved so that you can tap into that energy part of who you are, get out of the doing mind and into the being. So we'll start. You will start by hearing me guide you through a meditation, and then I will lead the discussion, sharing my truth about triggers, what triggers can be, what triggers are to me, and then I will share with you my three-step system of, well, what to do when you are triggered, when you feel like that person makes you feel bad and that person seems to throw you off track. Well, what do you do? So we'll explore that together. And if you want to know more about the tune-in method and about working with me as your soul connection coach, just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com and you can click on the orange button that says start here and you'll be on your way. Thank you. Enjoy the episode. Wherever you are, find your physical body space where right now you know that you are held in this physical body. This is your home. Together in this energy space that we're holding. So just be in your body, find a length in the spine, maybe roll the shoulders up and back, arms by your side, feet anchored or seat anchored, sit bones into your seat, and find your breath, that oxygen that so animates your body. Feel it through the nose. And every time you exhale, feel the carbon dioxide eliminating what your body knows it no longer needs. Breathing in and breathing out. And use this time in space, this moment, for each exhale to relax your body. Like the exhale releases toxins. Naturally, there's no forcing involved. Are you also willing to let the exhale relax your physical body, any tension that you feel? And we're going to together purposefully breathe three deep breaths together. So I'm going to count us. We're going to inhale for four counts and exhale for four counts. And if you want to breathe longer or shallower, this is also up to you. And then we're going to go dive deeper in the meditation. So exhale everything. Inhale through the nose. One, two, three, four. Feel expansive. Exhale. Four, three, two, one. Inhale, one, two, three. Relax the body, feel open. Exhale, four, three, two, one. Release. Last one. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale, four, three, two, one. Natural breath. I want you to please, with your mind's eye, draw the outline of your body so you can like if you were seeing your body from outside and really drawing a line, the contour, the outline of your physical body. Can you feel now the space inside of your body? That container that is your body, can you feel it inside the head, inside the neck, inside the chest, around the heart, inside the arms, the core, the legs? And bring your attention to the palms of your hands. Feel the energy there. If you can't feel it, imagine it. Your hands are the portal to the heart. Feel a tingling sensation or imagine like magic sparkles in the palms of your hands. Now feel the outside space of your physical body, imagining that this sparkle, this energy is all around the line that you drew to outline your body, all around you, above your head, below your feet, to the right side, to the left, to the back, and to the front. You feel this tingling, or you imagine it, magic sparkles all around. You are accessing right now that part of you that feels whole. Right now, you are accessing the part of you that is complete, that part of you that doesn't need to figure anything out. Just be right here. This part of you that you are tapping into right now, this energy well that you get to activate by being. We could say we are doing a meditation, or we could choose to say we are being in the presence of the now. Feel the tingling sensation or imagine it as sparkles all around your body. And can you bring that energy to merge inside of your physical body, like if you are one with that energy? You are whole. You are complete. You already are everything you are looking for. You already are the worthy enough version of who you want to be. You already are so perfectly imperfect. You are energy. Breathe that in and exhale. I want you to imagine that latest trigger that you had, that situation that drew you off path, that made you stress or become anxious or angry. The occasion, the thing that happened in your life recently that went you, that made you go nuts, that made you lose your balance. Think that now. And while you are being in this meditation, being with your body, being with the essence of your wholeness, how do you see that trigger now? Is there a distance between you and the trigger? Or does it feel like it's in your space still? Just be aware. Notice your heart beating. And this is where you get to be in relationship with the trigger. Notice if it's landing anywhere specifically in your physical body, even if you have merged with the energy around you. Notice in the body. Maybe it comes behind the heart. Maybe it elevates the heart rate. Maybe it makes your jaw go clench, actually. Be aware. And bring that sparkle, that energy, that beautiful open wholeness to that part of your body that felt triggered by the trigger. That part of you that went, oh, this isn't healed. Send that part of you the magic. Take another deep breath in and out. Think about that trigger again. Are you able to see the trigger, see the situation through the eyes of love, the eyes of your complete wholeness? How different does it look? Should you choose to look at it from the eyes of love? Take a deep breath in and out. Feel the soles of your feet. Feel the legs, the buttocks, the pubic bone. Feel the belly rise and fall as you breathe. Feel the front of your torso, touching the clothing, feel the back body, feel the arms between the fingers, feel the neck and head. Start to move the tongue in the mouth, maybe open the mouth and stretch the jaw just to come back into the physical body. And very gently bring the palms together at the heart in pranam namaste or prayer pose. Feel the heart beating and rub the palms together. Now place the hands to cover the eyes on the face so that you can flutter the eyelids very gently and widen the fingers to let light come in. Yeah. Welcome back. This is healing. You being here with yourself and taking this opportunity to look at those triggers. Some of the conversations we've been having outside of this bonus training today, it has to do with, okay, but what do I do when this happens? And what I'm hearing from some of you is that it's easy to go, I don't want to see you trigger. I don't want to see you. I'm bigger than you. Yeah. I'm going to fight with you. I don't want you in. Get out. I don't want to give you light. I don't want to give you energy, which is, I get it. I get it. And right now, this is one of the energy spaces you're opening up for yourself to be able to receive the healing from what the triggers have to teach you. So let's start by, do you have a mirror? Did you bring your mirror? If you don't have a mirror, take your phone and turn it to camera mode. Oh, but you're on Zoom. Okay, imagine it. Imagine you have a mirror. So this, just in this essence, full disclosure, this might be triggering. This exercise might be triggering. So I'm going to walk you through it. Okay. I want you to imagine that I want you to please use the mirror. You see how when I move the mirror, it's like it's doing these things on the wall there. Like it's shining a light elsewhere, right? Like, ooh, it's on my face now, but this is like the mirror is here, but look, it's on my face. Oh, now it's on my forehead. Oh, this is how mirrors work. They shine a light. You look at it, but oh, it's shining a light somewhere else. Oh, I'm actually looking at it and see how the light is on my chest. Oh, so I'm looking at it. Oh, now where is it shining? Oh, it's on my breast or on my chest. Yeah, right. Lisa, you can see yourself on Zoom. Okay, great. This is just an example, a very tangible example to show you that when we look in a mirror, it also shines somewhere else. Let's say my neighbor walks by. I'm shining a light. They're going to be like, what's going on? Why is this light in my face? And they could choose to be curious and go, ooh, I wonder what that is. Or they might choose to go, this is annoying. I'm just going to walk right by it. It's the same thing when it comes to something that annoys you, something that lights you on fire, something that knocks you off your feet, something that throws you off feeling calm and whole like you experienced. It's a trigger. You can choose to look straight at the light or to turn away. This is how you, by doing this work, by being yourself, you also are a mirror to someone else because you're shining your light. Every moment that you say, oh my gosh, they made me feel this way, they did that, it's the mirror and they're only shining it and it's activating this part of you that needs healing. Okay? It's only an opportunity. Oh, there's a mirror. Do I want to look at it or do I not? No judgment. Do I want to look in it? Oh, I have my face is red here. That's where it could go. It could be super judgmental and we could judge the fact that what we're looking and what we're seeing, we could be super judgmental. And we could do both. We could be judgmental and still go, oh yeah, I have this red on my skin. I'm super judgmental. Okay. How does that feel in my body? Okay. Ah, you're so afraid that you'll be judged. I see you. Okay, I see you. And then we go back to this. I'm going to go step by step on how to be with triggers. I wanted to start by showing you that every part or experience of life, you only see through your own lens. And we only see through the part where we shine the light. We only see exactly, like, my mirror is super tiny. So I can't, I mean, could I see my whole face? Not really. I can't even see my whole face at arm's length. So we choose where we focus on. That's a strength. So if you find yourself looking for a job and the person in an interview just makes you feel like not good about yourself, well, you could remember to go, oh, wait, what is this triggering in me? Where is the mirror actually shining within me? And when I talk about this in this way, I mean, metaphorically, what parts of my being are still wanting my love? What parts of me do I not feel good enough at my job because I might not have a specific certificate that I think I need? Oh, I get to look at that. When we look through the mirror, when we are triggered, what part of us does that activate? It activates the ego part. The part, yeah, the mind, the one that so wants to protect us. The soul wants to protect us. We just haven't been hearing it. So the ego mind part of us is so afraid to die. That part of us that thinks that to be good at life, we need to not be judged. That part of us that wants to be right and wants to know the way and doesn't want to be triggered, that's our ego part that doesn't want to die. So it activates. All triggers do is activate the ego part of it, because we like ego. It has many parts. We can use mind if you prefer mind. Excuse me. All the triggers do is activate the ego part of ourselves. And it says, I'm scared of dying. Please do something. I'm scared of dying. So there are many options here. And this is where I want to remind you that this, what you're doing, what you're being, what you're choosing to be with is brave, because it could be really easy to go with the ego and say, nah, I don't want to look at that. I want to keep living my life the way I've been living it. It's way easier. The triggers are the mirrors that we get to look into or not. So every time you choose to be with a trigger, you are choosing courage over fear. And some days it might be harder. That's why you get to have a coach like me and peers, so that whenever those harder days come around, you're like, oh, right, I got my Soul Connector sisters. Oh, right, I got Claudia Sam. All right, I got me. I got my heart. My soul is here for me. And you sustain that. You get to sustain that. So all the triggers do is activate that ego. So remember in the meditation, what that part that you accessed, what word would you give? I used words like wholeness and completeness and energy and magic and sparkles. Oneness. I use those words, and I would invite you to tap into the one word for you that resonates with you that you can use to keep tapping into and go, there's the ego. And then there's that part of me that sparkles, that's magic, that's whole, that's complete. What's that word for you? Just take a moment to have a feel into that. So the truth about triggers is that the triggers only activate the ego, and you get to choose to go with the sparkle instead. The truth about triggers is that it activates the ego part of who we are, and we get to choose to go with the passion instead. That's it. The truth about triggers could also be it's a mirror. As much as other people are mirrors, because when you're triggered, you're like, ooh, I'm triggered by them. They are being a mirror to us. Like, you can be a trigger for someone. I'm sure I'm a trigger for many people, because I am. Yes, I'm shining my light. I'm speaking my truth. I'm stepping in. And I'm sure I'm a trigger for many people. It's not a lie to say that I've lost some friends. Since starting my business, I have lost some friends. Now I say it like I really lost some friends. I would say that some of my friendships have moved on. They're not dead. They're just moving on. There's space created, and that's okay. When we get to tap into that sparkle or that passion, that light, that completeness, that wholeness, it doesn't matter because we get that they're also on their journey as much as we get to be on ours. So, do you want to know how, what I do with triggers? Yeah. Okay. Here's what I do with triggers. There's many things. I didn't put them in any particular order, but there's at least three. Okay. Step one. Oh, trigger. There you are. It's like opening the door. Oh, trigger. Huh. And then could come the swearing. Yeah, I could totally swear at a trigger. And I could totally be angry with the trigger. But step one, oh, trigger, there you are. And then I am either angry with it or happy with it, or I'm trying to love them more and more and be with them and, like, you know, enjoy them. They're not always fun, but I'm opening the door to them. Step one. Here's what you can do when you don't want to open the door or when you can't. Let's say you're in the middle of handling your children and they're in a crisis mode and you're feeling triggered and you're like, but I can't. And you know, you can't. Oh, mentally, you could say, trigger, I see you. I can't right now. I will get back to you. It's like they're leaving, you leave a message on their voicemail. Hi, trigger, I see you're there. Thank you. I'm going to get back to you because right now I can't. Period. Here's what that does. It acknowledges the trigger, just like you would acknowledge a small child pulling on your shirt, just like you would, like we talked about on day three, about being with your emotions. The triggers do the same thing. They are only mirrors. Remember, they're only invitations to look at the mirror or not. Or in this case, I use the door analogy. Oh, I'm opening the door, or I'm just going to peek through and be like, I'll be right back. Give me a break. I'll be right back. And actually do go back when you have more time and space to sit with it and be with it, because that's where we come in step two. Remember the awareness wheel that we practiced, the being with your body, noticing how it feels in the body. We did that during the self-care challenge, being with the body, noticing the thoughts. What is keeping this trigger alive? Am I in judgment? Am I like bashing it? Am I saying that other person is a piece of, what am I saying? Okay. Just being with it, because then we get to shift it. When we are with it, after, it gives us power to shift out of it. So step one was, oh, trigger, I see you, be with it, or say, I'll be right back. I'll get back to you. Step two is practicing the awareness wheel, which means being with how you feel in the body when that happens, when you open the door to the trigger or look in the mirror, how you feel in the body, what the discourse in the mind is. And in there is how you feel. You don't need to label it. You doesn't need to be complicated. Sometimes we don't know how we feel. We just feel friggin' angry. Mm-hmm. I'm glad, Rebecca, that you had an aha moment. Thank you for sharing. Sometimes when we are triggered, we are just angry, or we are just sad, or we're just grieving, or we're just annoyed, and that's fine. We don't need to go, I'm this way and I'm feeling this way. We could. And my invitation for you is that this gets to be super easy. This type of trigger work gets to be super easy because you just get to be, acknowledge. It's one thought. Oh, yes, I am with you, body, feeling. Oh, I am with you, thought. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels icky. Okay, that's it. Because we said, I see you, you're here. And you're feeling it, you are then shifting out of the ego subconscious that we were saying that might be afraid to die. And so you are now shifting out of the, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep this door shut and I'm going to add another door for the next trigger. And I'm going to add another door, you know, instead you're acknowledging it. So you're shifting from the head leading of your life to the heart, passion, sparkle, wholeness part of who you are that gets to see what's happening from a distance, from the eyes of love. The third step here is this third step is where I would say there's many answers. And so I'm going to share with you what I do and some options. And this is where you get to also play and try things out for yourself. You're your own inner guide. I like to personally, because I do have the luxury, I have a Zen room where I sit, I have my altar. And so I know that when I'm triggered, it often happens when I'm with other people that I'm triggered. So it could make it that much more difficult. But what I do is that I tell the people I'm with, I'm just going to go in my Zen room. And I go in the Zen room, I shut the door and I cry in front of my altar and I feel it. And I be with the body, I be with the mind, I be with the emotions and I let it out. And sometimes I need to journal. Sometimes it takes 1.5 minutes. Just because the emotion, remember on day three, we talked about how the emotion is the energy in motion. It just needs to pass through. So if we don't be with it, if we don't feel it, it's going to stay stuck in this container of our body. And the more I flex this muscle, the more I be with whatever's happening with my body, my mind, my emotions, the less long it takes me, the less hard the work is. So in other words, the easier it gets, and that could be cliche. And in my case, it's just true because we practice it. If you don't have a space for yourself, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror and breathe. Or just go to the bathroom, close your eyes and breathe. Or stay in front of the dishes that you're doing and close the eyes and breathe. Of course, if you're driving, please don't close the eyes, but you get to breathe. The other part here in step three would be to ask the universe for guidance. If you feel like you don't know what to do with it, you get to ask the universe for help. Praying, breathing, accessing the higher self, talking out loud, like we just talked to our triggers. We said, hi, oh, I see you. Okay. We get to also go, universe, I don't know what is still there to heal within me. I know that I'm triggered because there's something in me to heal. Please help me. Please guide me towards what that is. I can give you 100,000 tools on what exact meditation to do, or exactly how to breathe, or what to put on your altar, or when exactly to, you know, we could go into that, but what that opens the discussion to is more strict doing. And because you are sparkles, you are passion, there is no rigidity in there. Well, that was it. The truth about triggers. I would love to hear your take, what you're actually taking from this. What are you making your truth about triggers to be? And if you have any specific questions on how to handle your own triggers, I'd love to welcome you in our Soul Connector Circle community, which you might have heard me speak about in the recording of the training. The Soul Connector Circle is where you get to be with other like-minded individuals. You get to receive daily pocket coaching from me so that you can stay on track to being with that part of you that feels very aligned and sparkly and passionate, that being part of you, in other words, the heart or the soul. So in the Soul Connector Circle, we flex the muscle of getting out of the doing and into the being. And you also get access to me and I get to coach you every day so that you don't feel so lonely sometimes on your path to just living an aligned life. So go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the code RADIO50 to get your first month at 50% off. And you get that beautiful gift by listening to the Be Happy Now show. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for taking this beautiful moment to resource, rejuvenate, reconnect with your soul. And I'll talk to you again next time. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.